Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular programme dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature, of course, mainly classical composers, but we do throw in the odd surprise from time to time. This evening we're featuring works by Bach, obviously. But also Vidor and Vierne, Handel, Debussy, and others. We start this evening, though, with Bach and his great prelude from the Prelude and Fugue in B minor, BWV 544. The piece is unique, even amongst Bach's organ works, for its elevated character and the two perfectly contrasted themes on which the prelude is constructed. We hear it in this recording by the great Peter Herford, who recently passed away at the age of 88.
Thank you.
The prelude from Bach's Prelude and Fugue in B minor, BWV 544, played there, as I say, by Peter Herford at the organ of St. Andreas Kirk in Hildesheim. Charles-Marie Vidor was born in Lyon in 1844 and died in Paris over 90 years after that, having compiled a lifetime of orchestral, organ, chamber, choral and piano works, of which probably the best known are his 10 organ symphonies, composed whilst he was at Saint-Sulpice, Paris, from 1870. The Toccata from his 5th symphony is surely his best known work, but all 10 of the organ symphonies are fine in their own right. The 9th and 10th symphonies, respectively termed Gothique and Romane, are much more introspective than the earlier pieces. They both derive thematic material from plain chant. The symphony Gothique uses the Christmas Day introit Pur Natus Est in the 3rd and 4th movements, while the symphony Romane has the Easter gradual Hic Deus woven throughout all 4 movements. Here we have the Adagio from Symphony No. 10 in D major.
Thank you.
The Adagio from Vidor's 10th Symphony, Romane, Opus 73, played by Michel Bouvard at the Basilica of Saint-Sernin in Toulouse. Something a bit different now. The Flight of the Bumblebee is an orchestral interlude written by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov for his opera The Tale of Tsar Sultan, and that was composed in 1899. His composition is intended to musically evoke the seemingly chaotic and rapidly changing pattern of a bumblebee. Flight of the Bumblebee by Rimsky-Korsakov, played there by Martin Setchell on an unspecified instrument. Louis Vierne was one of the great French organists of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. He was born in Poitiers in 1870 and was nearly blind from birth. He entered the Paris Conservatory and from 1892 was assistant organist to Vidor at Saint-Sulpice. He subsequently became principal organist at Notre Dame, where he stayed until his death in 1937. Vierne wrote his Messe Solennelle for Saint-Sulpice, where it premiered in December 1901. Scored for choir and two organs, it follows the usual Mass format but omits the credo. Here we have the rather grand Sanctus and Benedictus.
Thank you.
The Sanctus and Benedictus from the Messe Solennelle pour deux orgues, Opus 16, by Louis Vierne, played there by Michel Bouvard at the Basilica of Saint-Sernin in Toulouse, and accompanied by the Ensemble Les Éléments. George Frederick Handel was born in 1685 in Germany, but spent the majority of his working career in London. He wrote operas and oratorios, organ music and anthems, and his organ concertos, Opus 7, refer to the six concertos for organ and orchestra written in London between 1740 and 1751, and published posthumously in 1761. We're going to hear the overture from the concerto number 2 in B-flat major.
Thank you.
Overture from Organ Concerto No. 2 in B-flat major, Opus 7 No. 2, HWV 290, by George Frederick Handel, played there by Richard Egger with the Academy of Ancient Music. Georg Böhm lived between 1661 and 1733 and was a German Baroque organist and composer. He's notable for his development of the chorale partita and for his influence on the young J.S. Bach. From 1700 to 1702, he must have met and possibly tutored the young Johann Sebastian Bach, who arrived at Lüneburg in 1700 and studied at the Michaelisschool, a school associated with the Church of St. Michael. He wrote mainly for the organ, harpsichord and clavichord, and here we have his chorale setting on Vater Unser in Himmelreich, Our Father Who Art in Heaven.
Thank you.
Gorg Baum's Chorel on Vater Unser in Himmelreich, played there by Peter Herford, again at an unspecified organ. Some light relief now, and the popular song Love is a Many Splendid Thing was written by the American composer Sammy Fain for the 1955 film of the same name. The song's refrain is based on the aria Un bel di vedremo from Puccini's opera Madame Butterfly. Here we have an organ transcription played on the mighty Wurlitzer of Hoyt's Regent Theatre, Melbourne. Love is a Many Splendid Thing, played there by Tony Fenelon at the Wurlitzer at Hoyt's Regent Theatre, Melbourne. The well-known piece by Claude Debussy, Claire de Lune, is taken from the third movement of his suite Bergamasque, written in 1890. It undoubtedly comes into its own when played correctly on the piano, but has been transcribed for the organ a number of times. Clair de Lune by Debussy, played there by Serge Olive on another unspecified organ. Enrico Bossi was an Italian organist and composer who lived between 1861 and 1925. His father was a cathedral organist and Bossi attended the Milan Conservatory. His Siciliana e Giga, opus 73, was composed in 1905, originally for flute and piano, but was transcribed for organ by the great American concert organist Virgil Fox in 1963. Here we have Fox at the organ of the Riverside Church, New York, where he was resident for many, many years. Bossi's Giga, played there by Virgil Fox at the Riverside Church, New York. We've regularly featured the organ works of Felix Mendelssohn on this programme, and in particular, the three Preludes and Fugues, opus 37, and the six Sonatas, opus 65. The latter are much admired, and being relatively straightforward technically, have featured as required learning in the Associated Board and other organ examinations for many years. Having not included any part of Sonata No. 4 previously, we correct that now with the Allegretto. I hope that you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. Until next time, goodbye.